Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We go down the tough roads, Donnie. Toyota Tundra.
I want them to send a message.
I am ready to go.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. I got a question for the listener. Guru just played to me a soundbite of Mel Kiper. And he was talking football. And he was talking about Bryce Young playing in the preseason. And he used the term AOG. What does that mean? Do you know?
No.
I don't either.
And it was towards the preseason. He said Bryce Young didn't play in the preseason against... He had one series against the AOGs.
AOGs.
Yeah. And Spadoni didn't know. So you know it's like, boy, we ain't have to have...
Maybe Kiper doesn't even know. Mel Kiper. Yeah. Not Dwayne. Mel. Hey, you know what's hitting me? And I have this written down about the Niners. And... maybe it's not new information, but it's information that, to me, has now been hammered home with the McCaffrey injury and now the Debo injury and the holdouts. Like, this is it for the Niners.
Oh, man.
This particular year is it. And I get that they haven't won a title in the last 5 years, and it's a lot of pressure to put on a team that they have to win the Super Bowl. But the more you think about it, Goo, the more it becomes reality that this team is going to change at the end of the year.
Man.
And they're going to change no matter what happens.
No doubt.
Whether they win the Super Bowl or they don't win the Super Bowl. Because if they win the Super Bowl, then obviously they're going to have to pay Brock Purdy, and with that will come a few decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't win it, you cannot bring back the same team. You know what I mean?
Well, like, you'll have financial constraints, so that'll naturally be the title of the jam. And Debo, just real quick here, Stoddy, I don't think he's done himself any favors if we're looking down the road, and we're not. It's about Operation LA, but this injury don't help him.
Help who?
Debo. If they had to pick between, you know what I'm saying? If you already signed Ayuk and we are talking about still up in the air, they could trade one of the two or whatnot. And Debo's in his greatest shape of his career, and all of a sudden you lose Debo. Like, it has a last dance feel to this current roster. I don't think we can hide from that now.
I know. And I'm completely with you. And if for whatever reason this season gets derailed by injury and this group doesn't feel like it had a great chance this year because of the injury, unfortunately, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter. If you don't get it done this year, how can you justify essentially trying to bring everybody back that you can if you haven't been able to get it done in 5 years? If you don't do it this year, You gotta move on from some people, don't you?
Well, I mean, and it starts with what we talked about. How much you're gonna give a certain quarterback. And, you know, things have changed relatively fast to where you are right, Donnie. It is crazy, and in a twisted way, because nobody wants to see this, it's become more exciting to watch this Niner team function without two of the studs. And one of the studs may never come back this year. Like that is on the bingo card for me. And you didn't ask. I'm just bringing that up in regard to McCaffrey. If you really, really, really want to slow play this and not have him tear anything. So right now I think we're getting the answers to those questions. And what we saw against Minnesota was not – that wasn't it. That ain't going to get you to the NFC Championship game. So now you got to go back to the lab. And I said Kyle was the most – I'm cussing my own self out. Stoney, the players make plays. You got to go out there. Kyle had nothing to do with the 97-yard pass where, you know, guys get peeking in the backfield, getting caught looking. And it is what it is. Brown was peeking, and he got caught. So that wasn't Kyle. Well, Kyle wasn't throwing the ball high or letting the ball slip out his hand. But he did call those three run plays in the red zone when you got – beast mode back
then. Well, this is what Brian Baldinger said about that play, the bomb to Jefferson.
I don't know what they're thinking. D'Amador Lenore is on the other side of the field garden grass. Like, there's nothing over there. There's no work. You got Naylor and Jefferson over here in a stack. Like, sometimes you can, I don't know why you would drop down your backup safety in that situation. You know, him and Tig are the safeties in the play, and Odom is down there. If you're going to play that stack, at least put Treverius on Justin right there, and let Ward take Naylor. Like, I mean, at least put your best corner on the best receiver in that situation. And so not only did they get caught with their second corner on the other side of the field, but they got caught with, you know, their third safety on Jefferson like that. And that's, you know, I mean, Sam saw that all the way. I think he saw it pre-snap, actually. Sure. You know, in the biggest play that I've seen the 49ers give up since Shanahan has been there, you know, happened on the play.
Wow, and you know
maybe,
what I think?
Maybe it was some on the coaching staff.
Well, that would be Sorensen because that side of the ball is his unit. But what about what Ward said at the – I gave him a little flack for yesterday about, you know, maybe there was some validity to that. You should have had me on him. I should have been shadowing JJ.
I mean, man, that was part of it. Here's the one, like when – I mean, maybe there was something to it. This is Richard Sherman, future Hall of Famer.
They allowed him to throw a 97-yard touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson. Unacceptable, no matter what part of the game you're in, no matter what situation, no matter if it's backed up, whatever the situation is. You got two safeties guarding Justin Jefferson. He split the defense. You should never put those guys in that situation. He should be doubled at all times. He's the best player on their football team. He's not a guy that you should let loose or not have an eye on or say, oh, they're going to run the ball. Let them run the ball. Let them run the ball in that situation. Too deep. We stopped Justin Jefferson. They ran a play like that in week one, had some success. It was a post corner to Justin Jefferson, had some success this week. It was a corner post, and he was able to get behind the defense. Sam Darnold threw a beautiful football for the 97-yard touchdown.
That was Richard Sherman. So Richard Sherman and Brian Baldinger both questioning the coverage there.
Yeah, and when you have that result, I think it's fair game, right? I'll tell you what, his predecessor, Robert Saleh, doesn't have that on his ledger. D'Amico Ryans doesn't have that on his ledger. And damn sure Mr. Wilkes, if you want to call him a scapegoat, doesn't have that on his ledger, Stoney. So that is not good for Sorensen. And again, his unit turned into a great game Monday night against the Jets. And I was in here saying how dominant they look. But, I mean, all we do with our job is react to new information. And Minnesota, offensively for the Niners and defensively and coaching, was nothing to write home about at all. And that's why they lost.
So you said something very interesting a minute or two ago about – that without Debo and McCaffrey, it's almost become, you know, more exciting to watch this offense and to see what they can do. So, and I listen, you're not a 49er fan per se,
right.
But
cover the team.
But I completely understand what you're saying. But I want to ask 49er fans how they view this next two or three weeks. And I get it. I get you're not excited about playing without those two guys. But I want to know how many fans are, at least like me, when I look at this, knowing that it's early in the season, is there any way this could be a good thing in the long term for the San Francisco 49ers? That for the next 2 weeks, they've got to figure out a way to win games without two of their big weapons. I truly believe that this could be a benefit because it's early. It's some early season adversity, and it's addressing the one question about Brock Purdy that is still out there about what happens if he doesn't have a loaded team around him. And you didn't want it to work out this way. I understand that. But this could also be a 2 to 3 week period, Goo, where Brock Purdy establishes himself on a level that he hasn't established himself, because if he gets it done with this group without those two key components offensively, then what do detractors have to say? If Brock Purdy looks good the next 2 or 3 weeks, how could he possibly have detractors? So that's, I'm choosing to look at this as a positive.
Well, we've already crossed this bridge.
No, we haven't.
And he didn't look great. They lost 3 games in a row. He didn't look great against Cincinnati when Burrow came in here and they put on a clinic. It wasn't all, but he threw an interception.
Right.
He lost to Cleveland and Minnesota.
But he's got another shot now. It's a year later.
But I guess.
And he's missing 2 of his weapons.
Yeah.
So you're damn right. I think this is important to see how he plays.
Well, it depends on who you are. And the reason I say that is I look at our 49er fans we have here. Guys in the morning, diehards, Willard and Dibbs. Steiny, what is your goal? I heard Bonte this morning. I wasn't mad at him. He was in straight survival mode. If we win 3-0, 6-3, he'll take it. And that was a Niner fan to me saying, it's about the dubs. To hell with the contract and what we're going to pay Brock Purdy. But Steiny, if I'm upstairs or my last name is York, maybe I am looking at, okay, the team success and the individual play.
You have to.
Okay, right.
You have to.
And I get that. That's the world we live in. But the 3-game losing streak, my point is, Steiny, didn't stop Brock from taking the team to the Super Bowl. It was, you know, a bump in the road, and he got back on his bike when guys returned, and he got back after it. I just don't like the fact that he looked regular, and there was some Jimmy stuff I saw from the Niner quarterback position on Sunday without McCaffrey, and now there is no Debo. And I'm wondering, Steiny, will that be on display more moving forward?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Look,
because everything you're saying is legit, man. It's just on how you look at it.
I mean, what Brock Purdy has put in his file in a year and a half has been nothing short of terrific. It's been nothing short of impressive. We all know that. But the next 2 weeks are going to be a different kind of challenge for him. I get he was
football
missing.
Football-wise.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. He's going to quarterback a team this week and next week that isn't as good offensively around him as it has been for essentially a year and a half. So, yes, there's pressure on him to come through. And first and foremost, no, I agree with Bonte. The first thing you got to do is win the game
right. Any
way you can. But after that, then I do think we get to see Brock Purdy in a new light. And you know what? I, for one, as a 49er fan, would be optimistic, and I'd be looking forward to it. Because we're going to see more of the type of game that he may, or the type of team that he may have to quarterback a year or two from now, if and when they lose a weapon or two. So I think it could be a blessing in disguise. I really could. And the best case scenario is he looks great and you realize, hey, we got a quarterback and we thought we had one before, but now we know. Now we know for sure that we got a guy who can lead our team into the future. But if he doesn't look good, I'm just telling you, the nature of sports, and especially the NFL, we're going to be coming in here the next 2 Mondays saying, now what? Now what? If he doesn't look as good as he's looked in the first year and a half.
Well,
888-957-9570. And how much confidence do you have in Brock Purdy? You know, that's another thing. I'm not calling anybody out, but it's easy to be sold. It's been very easy, I think, to be sold on Brock Purdy. And the next 2 weeks are going to give us a clear indication of who he is. But that's also the nature of the NFL. You got to prove it every single week. And he's got 15 more weeks to prove that he's the quarterback of the future for the 49ers. And I don't think that anything leads me to believe he won't be. But as we were talking about yesterday, Goo, I mean, things change in a hurry in the NFL. And here's the other thing. This guy gets sacked like he got sacked on Sunday.
No doubt.
How's he going to stay upright for the entire season?
That's a legit concern. And that was the one thing I was looking at, like, you know, did he get up? Is he okay? And you just hit me with something. Let me just do this, Donnie. You said, could this be a blessing in disguise? Because there's multiple things at play here. It's not just Brock Purdy. Steiny, if somehow McCaffrey were to come back in 3 weeks, I never want to live in a world covering this team, watching here in the Bay, where we don't see Jordan Mason featured along Christian McCaffrey. I'm not saying, and the title of the slogan for that would be, Save McCaffrey for the playoffs. How can you do that when you got a beast or an animal or a mutant, as I dub him, in Jordan Mason? But it's going back to Kyle Shanahan, and I compare it to Jonathan Kuminga. When Wiggins went out a couple years ago and Jonathan Kuminga took off, and then when Wiggins came back, Kuminga was an afterthought, and he had that bad playoffs, and he didn't even probably play his best basketball at all against the Lakers. So my point is, I want McCaffrey to come back, and when you say there's a blessing in disguise, that's if Kyle uses a dual threat now. I'm not saying Mason is as good as McCaffrey. I'm not. But, Steiny, in this NFL, I feel like you got to have a two- or three-headed monster, and that's a luxury, but my goodness, Mason was on this team last year and didn't see the ball. Is it fair to question that? I won't, because that does us no good now. But I'm wondering, since all of us have been introduced to Mason, there's no way when that day does come, McCaffrey comes back, that he's not a part of your running game.
Like, probably not a big part of it.
That is, man.
And the other thing is, listen. You may think I'm kidding, but I'm not. Well, first of all, I would love for McCaffrey to have an 11-game regular season if he's healthy. Perfect.
At the end.
Perfect. Yeah, well. Perfect. Now, the one thing that I will maybe argue against a little bit is the idea of, well, let's really rest these guys and save them for the playoffs.
Not what this is about.
Like, they're 1-1 right now, and they're going to play the next two games without two of their big boy weapons. It's possible they could get behind the eight ball these next 2 weeks. That's very possible.
And we've seen that under the Kyle era. Remember 3-5 a couple years ago and went to the NFC Championship game, lost to the Rams.
And if they start 1-3 or 2-3 and then McCaffrey's back, you don't have the luxury of, well, we're going to work him in and we'll still get Mason touches and we can let Debo kind of ease his way back. The number one seed is still the way to go to best ensure you make the postseason or to make the Super Bowl. And
but not with performances like last Sunday and many.
Exactly. And you know, you start 1-3 or 2-3, you're probably going to be two games behind the team that's the best in the NFC. And the 49ers, their goal is always to be the number one seed. And when they are, they have one fewer game, and then they have both their games at home. It's huge. Let's go to Tony in San Jose. Hey, Tony, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen? Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for taking my call.
Back at you.
I just wanted to go ahead. I'm not too worried at all. I think that it's a hiccup right now.
Right.
Obviously, they had some great intel. They had Sam Darnold, so they had the playbook. And if you look at the defense of Minnesota in crucial situations, they were making a lot of defensive adjustments on the spot, and that's coming from Darnold's insight, right? That's number one. Number two, Steiny, you're mentioning that, you know, they're taking his big boys. Well, imagine if you took A.J. Brown and Saquon Barkley from quarterback in Philly, mm-hmm. he'd be pretty run-of-the-mill. So I think we have to consider that. I mean, yes, Brock's back is against the wall. I feel confident that he's going to come through at the end of the day. But, I mean, if you're taking away those two key weapons, he's going to first face some adversity. And I just right. think we have to be patient with that and just weather the storm. But, Steiny, can you address that as far as any team? You take away any two key players from any two teams, and the quarterback's going to become very mundane, very sedative.
I that's a good point. And that's why I do
look at
think,
the Rams.
That's why I do think it is about finding a way to win without these two players. And I'm not expecting Brock Purdy to throw four touchdowns on Sunday.
Be Dan Marino.
But I'd love to see him play. And after the game, we say, how'd Purdy look? He looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Purdy looked pretty good. He's still in control of that offense. He still makes all the right decisions. And the thing I'm going to be looking for is, will the eye test tell you that maybe he's trying to do too much? And then what happens when he has to maybe make riskier plays? Maybe he's capable of doing it. But I'm excited, not because these guys are hurt, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Brock Purdy perform in the next 2 weeks. And I don't have any expectation on him. And if they win the games, that's all you really want to do. And if he's able to win these games, even if it doesn't look, it's probably not going to look great if they win the game, but it'll look good enough. And that's the first thing I want to see.
Because they're in survival mode right now.
Exactly.
And the one part I don't like about any of this, and it being a calf for Debo, and I'm not trying to sell fear, but the bottom line, Donnie, as you're saying, 2 weeks, and that was a report, we don't know. Just like we didn't know with McCaffrey. Oh, he's just not practicing. He's OG. Nothing to see here. And I was the only one worried. And then look what that turned into.
Shanahan.
All right, guys. Injuries from the game. Just one new one. Debo ended up having a calf strain. He'll probably miss a couple weeks. And that's it.
Yeah, a couple weeks. That's right. It.
Gotcha. A
couple weeks.
And they lost with Debo. You know what I mean? Win 400.
Yep. 415. This is going to be very interesting without McCaffrey and Debo. And it's all on Shanahan. A good coach can still win with Purdy, Ayuk, Kittle, and Jordan Mason.
See, but my dirty little secret is he's got his contract.
Against the Rams.
It is. It just like it is Ayuk, they're paid. The only person really playing for their Skrilla is Brock Purdy. And you kind of said this months ago.
But there's pressure on Ayuk now to live up to the contract.
From the fans.
Exactly.
No doubt. But from an organization standpoint, if my quarterback does a metamorphosis and we see some things that we hadn't saw, I mean, what do you do with that entail? If McCaffrey doesn't come back and save the day or he's out the year, you know what I mean? Or do you say, hey, Steiny, sit down.
I don't understand.
The door. We're going to pay you when you were at your best, when everything was good.
I don't understand how, like, to me, there's a target on Brandon Ayuk's back right now. You held out.
Yep.
You got your money.
I'm feeling you.
You're a top five paid wide receiver. Like, get it done.
No doubt.
He's the one guy who I expect even more than Brock Purdy to come to play the next 2 weeks, because you did get paid, and you are supposed to be a number one receiver. We're still assessing what Purdy is.
Right, and that's why, that to me, I'm fixated on that aspect of that component of it, because I'm
Matthews
telling me, Guru, you react to new information, why you keep bringing up the Super Bowl? No, I'm bringing that up from a standpoint of that's how close you are. What I'm saying to you, I agree wholeheartedly, but Brandon Ayuk is not going to return a dollar if he doesn't get a touchdown.
But I'm talking about the 49ers, and it's got nothing to do with Purdy's contract. It's got to do with Ayuk is on the spot. And it's because he got paid. He has to come through right now without McCaffrey and without Debo. Like, he has no excuses. That's all I'm saying. He got his bag. So prove it. Purdy's got pressure on him, obviously, because he's a quarterback and he's working on a contract. But that's why, to me, I put the onus squarely on Brandon Ayuk to show that he's elite. Mm. This is... A perfect opportunity for him to do that. 888-957-9570. I see Zach, Scott, Austin. I see Pat. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You got a little cop to you.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, we did it last week and it was a lot of fun. Sounds of the game. Sounds of the game.
Because that's the leader in the clubhouse to me right there.
Yeah, there's some great sound coming out of this past week. And we'll play some of the fun stuff for you at 1 o'clock. Take a little bounce around the league. A little bounce. Would you say this is adversity for the Niners?
Oh, my gosh. And I'm ready to put it up there with the most that they faced under Kyle Shanahan.
Ooh, even when Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt?
Yeah, health. Oh, I mean, no, the season was over. Remember, they were playing their home games in Arizona. And he got hurt, the high ankle sprain against Seattle on the road, and that was it. But this is just what I've been afraid of because health has been on their side for a majority part of this run. And they've gotten close, no cigar. I'm not saying you can't get the cigar now, but I can look you in the face and say it's already off to its most difficult start. You'll back me up on that.
I don't want to.
We were in the stadium walking the grounds like Denzel on a Man on Fire as we walked the tailgate, and the hush came over the stadium when we got that news of no McCaffrey.
I'd left by then.
But you were there in spirit with me.
Yeah, but
Evan was
left
with me.
Oh, no, I'd left, though, but when we got the news on McCaffrey.
That's when you had the khakis on, Susan didn't like, and we didn't correct you. I've been thinking about And I remember Lincoln and Steiny, but I'm like, that's his look. No foul on the play. My man got his Harbaugh khakis on. Steiny!
For those that haven't heard.
Don't give up, Steiny.
She said, don't give up.
Gosh.
I mean, they were sweatpants. Jeez.
Don't give up.
All right. Let's go to Scott. Scott, start us off. He's in San Anselmo. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey there. I'm doing well. Thank you for the call or taking the call.
Sure.
Well, I'm not excited like Matt is about this happening, but I'm also not naive. This is a tough game. People get injured all the time. I'd rather it happen now than, say, in week 14. And what I'm looking forward to seeing is really the whole team stepping up. I wasn't that impressed with the defensive performance against Minnesota, especially the 97-yard score that they had and the missed block or the fake block punt. And so I want to see how Brandon Ayuk steps forward. I want to see how Jordan Mason continues to do what he's doing. But also I want to see some of the backups, the Juwan Jennings and the running backs, see what they can do and see if the defense can say to themselves, we have to play a little bit better now because we're not going to score as much.
Hey, Scott, let me ask you. So you're in San Anselmo, correct?
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard the song by Van Morrison, Snow in San Anselmo?
You bet. I got the album.
Yeah, it's a great one. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. Oh, it's a banger.
Is it?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard it.
Yeah. That's not. See, when I hear banger, I think it's like of a loud song, right? Like a loud song.
Well, today banger means good song.
Okay, well then it's a banger.
Because all songs are loud.
No, they're not.
It's called music.
You ever heard of a psalm that they do in church?
Well, that's different.
I'm just saying.
I was listening to Nobody Cares. Phil Collins coming in. Easy lover. Yeah, man. Phil was bad.
He's still alive.
I know.
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number.
That is, yes! Easy love, Steiny. If I was a boxer, I'd come out to this. Yeah! Get out the way!
Hey, yeah. Dude. That was
this
too
makes
loud.
Me want Friday to be around the corner.
Man, that was too loud.
That was
dude,
awesome.
That shook me up.
Yeah. Injected.
Okay,
nothing like me. Music is the soul.
No, the That's soul a cool is original. The soul.
Yeah.
Music's not the soul.
It. All right. Thanks, whoever did that. I needed that. That
I'll tell
was
you
incredible.
Did it. Spinelli did it. And it was too loud.
Phil Collins.
Scared me.
Bamoni. Yeah.
Hey, Skinny Bob. Zach's in Redwood City's disappointed in the Niners. How come, Zach? What's going on, my man? Zach, Redwood City. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Absolutely, I'm disappointed. Like who wouldn't be? I think Bonte was completely right here. It was a trap game. And I find it interesting how the narrative is like, after the game was, we lost seven straight in Minnesota. You know, they came to our place with Jimmy G on our team, and we ran all over them in 2021. So all that said, I think I got to go with Bonte here. It was a trap game, and I'm just disappointed that in our defense in particular, other than Fred Warner, because we went up against Sam Darnold last year, and we should have had those reads down. We should have not been playing so much man coverage, given they were running a lot of like meshes and corner routes. So that's all I got to say, guys.
Hey, I got the bat phone or the bat line to Bonte. That's our guy. I don't think Bonte would say a trap game in week two without your best player. I'm gonna go out on the limb. I'm gonna confirm, but a trap? How could that have been a trap game? It's week two. And you're without your Michael Jordan.
Because maybe you're looking ahead to the division game with the Rams.
Huh?
And maybe you're looking at Minnesota and saying, Sam Darnold stinks.
Well, that's on the coaches then.
And they were missing Jordan Addison.
Sam Darnold does not stink. Okay.
Oh, now he doesn't.
Oh, Snyder, you know I've always said, could he do what Purdy was doing? He's a modern-day Baker Mayfield right now. He's finding a home. And if Minnesota's going to play D like that, man.
Seen ghosts.
according to Alden Garcia, Dibs is the one who scheduled, who had a schedule loss. Remember, they were coming off a short week, too. Let's not forget about that. They're coming off a short week.
These dudes get paid millions to play
ball. Now they get paid millions.
They travel on airplane hotels so they in get the trained, sky. They get, miss me. This ain't the 70s where they're on the charter plane and they're cramped. These dudes are getting massages and whatever on the plane. I'm sorry if a regular Joe like me, I don't want to hit back to back.
So they get
back
they
in
get,
the 70s, they were playing three games in a row. Stiney, five games a week. Miss me. Miss me with
nobody's the, you know, ever played five games in a week.
No, you know, come.
I, what did you mean?
Stop. You cannot have a trap game until after the first month of the season.
Tell it to Bonte. Don't tell it to me.
I don't believe he said
I'm sticking up for my guy.
Trap game. Ain't no trap game when you're on high alert without your best player. To me.
Okay. Say it to his face.
No,
say it to Bonte's face.
I'm going to text him now.
Let's go to Austin in the city. Hey, Austin, what's going on?
Austin.
Hey, nothing much. Hey, nothing much. I just want to say this. I think this is especially the game for our quarterback. I don't even know how to say this. Yeah, look at it. CMC, we already know how good he is. He came to the 49ers. We didn't know what our quarterback was capable of, Mr. Relevant. So, but these two, with Debo being out and then these injuries, we should already know that. We will be next with these injuries, Kittle. So, yeah, I'm looking for some four touchdowns from our quarterback because I'm tired of hearing these slanders about him being Jimmy G. He may be a better athletic, more athletic version of Jimmy G, maybe. But I'm looking forward to see what he can do, make it really make his name for himself without CMC and Debo on the field. And one more thing with Debo.
Yep.
The 49ers looking like the Warriors getting ready to break up with these injuries. What y'all think? He the next one out like Clay?
I mean,
well, you just paid them. That's the rat on the table. We talked about all offseason, and I love me some Debo. I just don't like when you try to get too cute and have him back there. You are right, Stoney. He lined up back there. But still, I mean, this is – and Evan's right. The game log is on his side. He don't have three games and missed the 14. But the bottom line is nobody, even against Green Bay, he left in a playoff game right when it started. And then in the Super Bowl, he was doing the same Bobby Brady thing. But, man, this calf thing is not ideal, but it's part of the Debo experience. How about that, Stoney? Meet me halfway.
Nope.
You mother.
Debo Samuel.
I'll stop.
Has not missed a playoff game.
He left in the first quarter against the Packers.
2019. Three games started, three games finished.
Yeah, whatever.
Three games started in 21.
What about last year? Go to last year, because he didn't finish the Green Bay game.
He started.
But did he finish?
He has not missed a playoff game in 4 years.
I know what you're doing.
He hasn't.
Yeah. You're good,
He's played 12 playoff games.
He hasn't
missed a playoff game. That's why I'm with Evan. I don't think he's injury prone, but he's got to get nicked up. And you know what? We keep playing 17 games and we move it to 18 games. The baseline, it's going to be just like basketball. You're just going to want a guy to play 14 out of the 18 games.
Well, I'll tell you what. Last year they lost three games without him. He left the Cleveland game. They lost that. And that's when the onslaught came of losing. And we talked about his threat, how you use him as a pawn on the chessboard. And he puts stress on you because he's so dynamic. And they could use Kyle can use him so many different ways.
Yeah.
That got me more nervous now that on top of McCaffrey, your boy's out. Man.
I wouldn't get nervous.
I just don't want people to take this injury stuff out on us. You know, call us and talk to us. We're here for you. But
well, if they take it out
on
anybody.
Look, my girl Lori Matthews, she can do, she's taking it out on me and she thinks she's lashing out without lashing out.
Look, who's more hurt, the Rams or the Niners? Thank you.
I'm going to go you.
Thank
I don't
you.
Give a rats.
Exactly. So quit crying about injuries.
What if I said
it's
equal?
It's the NFL.
What if I said equal in regard to star power with the...
Oh, they're missing their two best receivers?
Cup and Nacua and... Yeah.
And here's something you would do. And they don't have Aaron Donald anymore.
That's the other thing.
Hey, Grandy. How you doing, buddy?
Ah, look at him. Tell the people why you're bringing him up.
Nah, he can't hear us yet.
Oh, okay.
So I'll wait till he settles in.
All right.
Pat in Foster City.
Pat's got, said I'm crying.
Pat's got my... You are. You're whining. Pat in Foster City, he has my perspective. Give it to us, Pat.
Yeah, I do. I do. But Goo got me fired up with that music, I'll tell you. I'm ready for the weekend.
Let's go, baby!
Yeah!
Yes. But, I guess real quick, you know, who needs to step up? It's not the $1 million quarterback or the $3 million running back. I agree with Matt. It's the $30 million receiver that has to step up. And so does Williams, the $30 million tackle. And so does Kittle, the $25 million tight end. They're making the big bucks. They're going to have to do it this week. So that's what I think. But the main reason I was calling, regarding Purdy, you know, I couldn't agree more with Matt in terms of the Niner perspective on this. And Purdy's perspective, too, because if they sailed along and got to the Super Bowl, maybe they lost in a close game in the Super Bowl and Purdy had a good year like last year or close to it, you know, how much do you attribute that success to the Niners' overall team? And how much do you kind of look back and say, you know, what was his college career like? We only have 2 years, 2.5 years to evaluate this guy. You know, no question, he's great, really good, but, I mean, is he a $60 million guy? You got to look at the whole data package. And if you look at his college career, it was, you know, pretty good, but not on a major college level. That's why he was the last pick in the draft. He played a couple years. He's not got the strongest arm in the league, that's for sure. He's not the fastest guy in the league. So he makes good decisions, but now we're really going to see the decision making. And I think it works in both player and the organization's favor, because at the end of the year, you know, I think Purdy wants to feel like he's been treated fairly. And if he kind of lays an egg the next couple weeks, and then kind of comes back when these stars come back, that paints a little different picture for the salary going forward. And I think it's a really good opportunity to kind of see where he stands. So I definitely agree with that, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Pat.
It's and so much. You have you're to stay in the moment, but you can't ignore it.
You have to look at the silver lining if your guys are banged up.
If he plays well, then it's a silver lining.
I think if he stinks, it's a silver lining, because if he stinks and you begin to have questions about him, well, then maybe you don't want to pay him $55 million. Like, that's this to me is perfect. Maybe he shines. Maybe he is the reason that they win the next two games. Well, then guess what? I feel a lot better about Brock Purdy moving forward. And
I'm absolutely gonna.
These next two games are the biggest regular season games that he's quarterbacked, I think.
Super Bowl, Stein.
I said regular season.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, but yeah, there's like no, well, there's no hiding right now. He's got to play well.
I can hear McCaffrey's dad say, "You just want to talk basketball," but Draymond Green's headed to the Hall of Fame, right?
I guess.
Okay, if you took Steph Curry and Wiggins off of that team, wouldn't Draymond probably look more ineffective than he would have?
Yes.
And that.
But what if
we got to do? I'm not about, saying give scholarships, but we got to be prepared to do that with Brock.
Okay. What about when Steph plays without guys? How does he look?
Like Steph.
Thank you. Like he is good enough to hold up in any situation.
So you're putting that standard towards Brock?
If he's your franchise quarterback, I don't think that's unfair. The 49er fans think that's unfair. I'm not saying the next two games are going to make or break Brock Purdy.
Just don't forget the good.
But the next two games matter.
And that I agree with. They do, Stoney, but they don't supersede 2 years of almost batting 400 if we're talking baseball. 380.
Why not? Why not?
It's really not reality.
It is going to be his reality if he gets paid. It will be. I think we all can acknowledge that, right? They're going to lose probably a weapon. And, you know, why not find out right now what he looks like? Yeah, I'm going to say it 415. These are legacy games Purdy. Mm. Yes, Evan.
Well, the whole point is replacing weapons. All right, the entire premise of the conversation is that things will be different beyond this season for Brock.
I think so. Do you?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Just because there's different names or different players doesn't mean you can't find similar production.
No, I no. That, I'm,
again, we watched a team last night of the Eagles that paid its quarterback and actually got an additional weapon for their quarterback. And he didn't look as good when his number one receiver wasn't on the field. So just because you have to pay someone doesn't mean that all of a sudden they're playing with JV players.
I'm just, it seems to me like there's an understanding that if you end up paying Brock Purdy big money, that it's going to cost you in other areas. And if it's, and the 49ers, it sounds like, and we were saying this a year ago, they may have to make a decision between Ayuk and between Deebo Samuel.
But I'm, also, maybe they won't. Too, I don't need to speak for him, Stoney, was they'll find replacements. Now, maybe they won't be sufficient.
Exactly.
He's not going to just be by himself.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, it's okay, you don't have Deebo and you don't have McCaffrey, but you still have Mason, you still have Kittle, you still have Ayuk, and you know what? You still got maybe your best receiver so far this year, Juwan Jennings. So, like
I'm not fighting you. I get it. These are they are so important, but I can't believe I'm the one that's trying to what do they call it, Stoney? Not do too much and overreact on. I really got to ask you or anybody out there, because you're not the only one saying it, don't be too quick to throw away what he's done when the team was a whole, too. Like, just because they were healthy, you can't just say, well, hey, the team, we're going to lose some people, so we got to judge you on these two games or four games or five games.
If I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, but if you guys think that Brock Purdy, if he doesn't play well the next 2 weeks, there isn't going to be a firestorm of criticism and a firestorm of conversation about who he is and what he is and how good he is with certain players and how good he isn't without certain players. Like, I think that's naive. I just do. And it might not be fair, but I think that's the way it is. Brock Purdy can
well. This is
really
the Super Bowl for him, then, Stoney. The way you're talking,
biggest regular season games. I think these are two big regular season games.
Until they play two more, and then they're whatever the record is, and whoever they're playing that week.
Right,
then
but I'm
that's
assuming,
the biggest game.
I'm assuming they'll be healthy in a few weeks.
Let me ask you this: how good do you think Brock Purdy is?
I think he's pretty good. But I'm looking forward to seeing him play
still,
the next 2 weeks.
I agree, but I still, forget the injuries, Donnie, I still needed to see more.
Exactly.
And I still do. And last week I gave him a C-. That didn't help, but I'm not looking at it like, hey, how you pass this test is how you play when you're down two studs. That's where I think that's being a little too
over the top. So you don't think these games
matter.
Are any more important than any other games for Purdy?
Just as much as that Minnesota game was.
Yeah, I think it's more. I just do. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Rob is in Dublin. What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
Hello.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Hey, good. Hey, good afternoon. I'm doing well. Good afternoon, fellas. I called originally about another topic, but I'll get to that at the very end.
Okay.
Hey, real quick. Hey, I think Brock's going to be just fine. We Shanahan loves this guy. The team loves this guy. They rally around him. He doesn't give you the oh no throws. I haven't had an oh no throw all last season and into this season still yet. There's a few questionable, but they're not the oh throws like Jimmy. So I think we're good there. We'll be just fine. Now, my issue was with this last game, we have a vanilla offense that's very predictable. Once Conley comes in the game, you know it's a run. Once Deebo goes in the backfield, you know it's a run. Once Juwan gets on the field, you know it's a pass. We're just it's too predictable. We're too easy to see what's happening. And my last point is this. If we get that, what was that one call that they just blatantly missed when they body slammed Purdy in the backfield after he threw the ball and then leads to the punt and then was leads to the 100-yarder? Come on. Momentum is a big thing in the NFL, and we lost it all right there after that in that game. So I'll take comments off the air, fellas. You have a beautiful, blessed day, and I love listening to y'all. Y'all great.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
And I'll disagree with Rob Stoney. I thought there were some, well, anytime you throw an interception, that's an oh-no throw. There were a couple just high passes, like, and I don't know if that's
because Football Focus only had one other ball that was interceptable.
I'm going to read that tonight.
I'm serious.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they did.
See, that's
I'll
wrong.
Go find the story.
Yeah, but that's wrong.
During the
anyway, that's his reality, but I'm not fighting you on your premise of these games are huge.
They are.
For Brock. I'm just not. But Steiny, they're not going. Let's just say they were two of his worst games. That is not going to, when we get to money time, supersede what he's done. That's my stronger point.
Well, you're discounting
point.
What he does after. Well, I mean, you're assuming he has two bad games and then he's great again.
Just like the three last year where he was okay. Remember, he was throwing interceptions in Cleveland and Miami.
So he had a
concussion against the Vikings. Okay, I'm not saying he didn't, but he didn't come out the game. He played. And then the Cincinnati, he threw the interception. You know, it's just, this is part of
being
an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, that's right. It's a pressure cooker. It's a pressure cooker. And Brock Purdy, there's a segment of fans that doubt him.
Yeah. And that I don't doubt.
Okay. I mean, like, he's a nice guy. He's a hell of a quarterback. But
I wonder, does the organization, are they whispering of, now we get to see what he really is? To that caller's point, he says they love him, and there's nothing to that, Goo.
It's a completely new and different way to evaluate Brock Purdy. It just is. And if he comes through with flying colors, then maybe you find out what you thought you knew already, and that he is the real deal. And moving forward, as long as we put competent players around him, he's going to be a hell of a quarterback. If he doesn't play well, oh, man. Yes, that's going to be important. And I don't know. I'm not saying necessarily, well, he's not going to get paid then, but it's important to see how he handles quarterback in a team that's banged up, because teams are banged up a lot.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Robert Half.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.